The port strike, the spirit of fear, automation, and the plans that lie ahead from the entities that are trying to distract, from the entities that are trying to intimidate, and from the entities that are trying to cause the spirit of fear to run rampant on the land.
The ports along the east and Gulf coasts are on the verge of a dock workers' strike that could slam the U.S. Just a month before the election, the International Longshoremen's Association leader, his name is Harold Daggett, he says he's willing to push the economy past its breaking point if the U.S. Maritime Alliance doesn't agree to substantial wage hikes, up to 80% over several years, and safeguards against automation.
It seems to happen every election that we have some sort of event. We just encountered a hurricane here in Florida, and another one is on the way up in the upcoming week. This storm went up the north and caused havoc, floods, you name it. And people, as these calamities begin to happen, you can become overwhelmed because society is already at a tipping point. It's at a tipping point, and it's at a point where people are just plain old exhausted. This morning I was watching Ringo TV Reactions, and he's one of the first ones to report on many of these aspects, and he was talking about the port strike looming, and I appreciated his take on it. You know, one thing in life is, I'll be honest with you, a lot of these things that are happening in this world, they are part of the agenda and part of the plan. And let me explain to you what I mean by that. From the moment you're born in this nation or in any part of the world, right? I was born in Puerto Rico. One of the first things that happens is you get your blood drawn, you get a birth certificate, you get a social, your fingerprints are in the database, and normally that's what they consider a citizen in any nation, right? The Federal Reserve, the powers that be, the governments, the entities, whatever you want to call it, the Illuminati, whatever you want to call it, because everyone calls it something different, but the powers that be, and you can read more about them in Ephesians 6:12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, strongholds, entities. There's a diabolical system, man. And this system, as soon as you're born, you're part of the economical system. You're a product that they can trade on. You're a product that they can borrow on. Once you have a social security number, they can acquire debt based on you. This is why when you pass away, what happens? They take the product off the shelf and you get a death certificate. Okay? This is why we have to be kingdom-minded. And what I mean by that is understanding that we're in this world, but we're not of this world. We're ambassadors of the Most High on this earth. Wherever you live at, wherever you're stationed at, you're placed there for a purpose. To be able to reach people for His will and His purpose. Christ has a plan for all of us in that regards. But as we live in this world, fear, intimidation can sometimes override our faith and wisdom and discernment. We understand where many of these things are headed. For me personally, when I look at Revelation 13, 17, 16, and 17, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Whether what we're facing now with biometrics or whatever you want to call it, cashless society, whether what we're facing is indeed the potential mark or not, the infrastructure in which we live in, the economic system in which we live in, demonstrates that at any point in time in the near future, many of us can be locked out. There are vehicles you can be locked out of because everything's electronic. You have smart meters, banking systems, you name it. Very rarely do people even pay cash now. You either tap your phone or you put a PIN number on the pad or you put your card on the device. We've slowly been conducive in this funnel of life. And when moments like this, when you have a port strike happen, it can cause fear and intimidation. It could cause a lot of emotional responses. And what I want to remind you of today is that we serve a God that, because you're an ambassador of His kingdom, He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. He will not abandon you if you're walking in His commandments and in His statutes. There's a difference between reacting with fear and intimidation, which is going to cause us to make bad responses, versus using wisdom and discernment. Wisdom and discernment from God brings peace into the household. Fear-mongering or fear-based tactics may increase viewership at times, but all it does is it causes havoc in the mind of a disciple of Christ. In Genesis 41, we see that Joseph used wisdom. He understood what was going to come because the Most High revealed it to him before it came. So he used wisdom. And when the famine came, he had no worries. He didn't make irrational decisions. He didn't get distracted. He continued to operate in the calling that God had upon him because his eyesight was on the kingdom of God, not on the kingdoms of this world. The kingdoms of this world will operate like the kingdoms of this world. Don't be surprised when the world acts like the world. But will the people of the Most High act like the people of the Most High? Right? It's no longer we who live, but Christ lives in us. And a lot of these things that we're seeing, from port strikes to you name it, there may cause havoc in the land. But we're disciples of Christ and we're from a different kingdom. And we use discernment and we use wisdom. We don't let the spirit of fear. We will not let the spirit of fear overrule our sound judgment, our sound mind. You know, the scriptures tell you, in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." You seek the kingdom of God. You're not just a hearer, but you're a doer. You don't just hear the word, you do the word. You have faith and you use discernment and you use wisdom. And you're going to be in a position that you're going to be okay in Jesus Christ. But when we allow the spirit of fear to take over, you're going to scare people, you're going to scare your family, you're going to scare yourself, and you're going to make irrational decisions that make absolutely no sense. You must understand that many of these distractions that are happening all around the world are there just for a show and an illusion. Many of these ports and many of these companies already know what's coming. They know that automation is the way. They know that the Internet of Things is the way. They know that AI will not go to strike. AI will not take a sick day. AI will work and work and work, and humanoids are what's coming. So many of these little strikes that they do it with a purpose, but you have to understand that the only thing that comes out of striking at this point in time is furthering the agenda. And the agenda is for automation to take over. And because the people are going to be fearful, more irrational decisions are going to take place. More of the rights of the people are going to be devastated. Very similar to 9/11. Once 9/11 happened, people gave an inch and they took a whole foot. And now you have the real ID. You can't do anything without it, right? Very similar to COVID. It started out with 15 days to stop the spread, 30 days to stop the spread, 90 days to stop the spread, and then it ended up with people getting let go if they didn't take the jab. Please open up your eyes and please understand that the distractions that are in this world, they're there to distract you. But if you are a husband, if you are a wife, if you are a pastor, if you're a minister, if you're a man of God, whatever you want to call it, use sound judgment. Use a rational mind. And understand that Jesus Christ has got you. And understand that when you're walking with the Most High, when you're walking in His statutes and His commandments, He's going to give you the opposite of the spirit of fear. And that is a sound mind. That is thoughts of peace. That is wisdom beyond any understanding. That is a peace that surpasses all understanding. It is epic. It is awesome. And it is a great thing to serve Him. Heavenly Father, thank you for your dear Son. Thank you for all you've done for us. Thank you for giving us wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Thank you for allowing us to see the things for what they are. Thank you for allowing us to not be easily offended. Thank you for allowing us to be good leaders in our homes. Father, you know that sometimes many of these things that are happening all over the world can wear out the saints. The scripture tells us that Satan will try to wear out the saints. If anybody today is like Elijah, that they are under that juniper tree. Elijah went from defeating the prophets of Baal to, once he heard the whispers of Jezebel, going under a juniper tree asking for God to end him. I don't know where you are in your life today. I don't know what circumstance you have in your life today that no man can fix, that no bank account can resolve. I don't know what it is. But when we're in those moments and fear comes in and the spirit of fear knocks at the door, we must remember that it's a spirit and an entity, Ephesians 6:12. And we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And if we submit to Christ, we resist the devil, Satan will flee. Many want the Satan to flee, but they will not submit. They will not resist. The recipe is right there in Scripture. I know a lot of ministries tired of overcomplicate things. It is not that complicated. Submit to the Most High. He is going to help you through it all. I believe that firmly. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you guys. Thank you for taking up your time. I just wanted to at least talk about this topic briefly and encourage some of you, because as a father of an autistic daughter, you know, as a someone who's trying to do their very best on this end, and I know many of you are trying the very best on your end, many times things can be overwhelming, but fear is not the way, okay? You keep on seeking the kingdom of God. You keep on working hard and giving your 100% best every day. You control what you can control. I'm telling you, everything's going to be okay. God bless you. Thanks for considering supporting this ministry. Thanks for taking the time to pass by. If you're looking for some daily encouragement, we now have a second channel where it's short videos, 2 to 3 minute videos, but also services on Wednesdays and Saturdays. If you're looking for some daily encouragement, that's the channel for you. I have a video on the screen. I would invite you to go ahead and click and subscribe there. It would be a blessing to fellowship there with you as well. God bless you and your whole family.